Welcome back to Campfire
Jams.
Welcome back. How's everyone doing?
Oh, I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm trying to hold the microphone as still as I can right now.
Literally.
To prevent, feedback.
Any feedback. We don't want feedback.
I'm feeling warm. I'm feeling good.
She's feeling bright.
I'm feeling great.
I'm trying to, put my blanket
I see
right
that.
Now.
Yeah.
Getting comfy. Yeah, my knee was actually starting to get a little cramped. What's up, Campfire Jams? Welcome back to Camp 7. Is that what our camp is called?
Camp 7.
Camp 7.
I can't tell if that sounds cool or not, or if it sounds like a place where you're like, people think they're gonna.
I don't know.
Camp 7.
Camp 7.
Yeah. Maybe it's not as cool as like Camp Vlognoth.
I want to go camping.
Yeah, I also want to go camping.
You have
camping.
To have 7 camps then, at
Do
least.
Do you want to go camping, Dylan?
Yeah.
So camp 7. Oh, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
That would actually be... Wow. Doors 7 branding. We completely transitioned from music to campgrounds.
Just campgrounds.
Actually, wait. Here's the pitch. You can't take this. If anyone hears this, this is trademark.
Yeah, this is trademark.
You can't copyright.
Highly illegal
to steal this idea. Campground that is solely just based on having music jamborees and stuff each night. And if you're a traveling musician, you get to camp for free. Oh, I might be onto something here.
I hate that you can hear me breathing so hard right now, and I don't know why I'm breathing so hard. I think it's because you just gotta take the
mic away from your mouth a little.
You can still hear it.
Anyways, it is Saturday night. We're podcasting. We're recording. We're in the studio. We're three bottles of wine deep.
Happy birthday, Dan Watkins.
Happy birthday, Dan Watkins. He's
three vodka crans in.
I can't even remember what I had at the...
I had rum and coke.
And then
solid choice.
I went to go get another one. And then she thought I was closing out.
Ooh.
And she gave me a fucking...
Ooh.
Seltzer and tequila.
That was
and
nasty.
It was rough. It was rough.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. I had a sip of it, guys, and it was not
Katie
good.
Was like, Katie almost threw up.
I did. I
the
made
look
that
on her face.
Face,
I was like, I just poisoned her.
Ugh.
I just ended the girl's night just now.
Nasty.
That's
okay. We're drinking wine now.
Yeah, we're chilling.
We're drinking Moscato.
Core 4 missing Casey right now.
Facts.
But yeah, Dylan, for those listening who don't know this, Dylan is a part of the core foundation of people who started Doors at 7.
The founding four.
Wait, the founding four is so good.
The
Katie
founding
and I
four.
Were referring to it as the core four last time.
Were we?
I think
so. Funny.
Founding four is way better though.
We're the founding four.
The founding four.
Founding fathers.
Oh,
the Mount Rushmore of Doors at 7.
Stop. No, but actually,
imagine art faces up on that thing.
No.
What do you mean?
On Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
I would look pretty good chiseled in stone.
In stone?
Yeah.
I actually think that I have a face that belonged in the Victorian era.
What?
I feel I have one of those faces where I could have been one of those, French ladies in a painting.
Paint me like your French girls.
Yeah, honestly. Oh. Yes, quite literally, actually. I think the way that my face and body looks, I was only meant for the painting era. You do not need a 4K image of this right
that
now.
That was your past life.
You think?
I mean, you're telling me. That's crazy.
Oh, apologies to any French listeners.
The
0.1%
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Katie's ruining for me now. She's offending even more people than I even did.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
We should probably just get into it. And I'm like, but this is getting into it right now, I guess.
What are we talking about?
You guys, and I'm like, who's steering the ship?
Wait, what did you say?
Who's going to steer the ship right now? We're not on
Moscato.
A ship, though. We're camping. Moscato's steering the ship.
All right, who are we listening to?
Oh.
currently? Okay. Like, what's your top artist probably listening to right now? Mine's Doechii.
Yeah, mine is also Doechii.
Doechii's got me hooked. I also think mine is Doechii, but I was listening to Doechii a lot around the holiday season. So I'm like, yeah, I've been on the Doechii wave for hot sex since the mixtape came out. I'm a true swamp fan.
Swamp princess.
Swamp princess, yeah. I am a part of her swamp.
My first song was Yucky Blucky Fruitcake.
Wow. Yeah. Don't so Doechii fan.
Wow.
I think it's awesome the rise she's having right now.
Yeah.
Truly. Her Grammy performance, like
Grammy Award winning Doechii, sorry.
True. A Grammy Award winning. Off of a mixtape, no less.
Literally.
And everyone is like, love that album. But even herself, she's like, it's not an album.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
It's crazy. Wow. And it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that? God.
Everybody, I just threw
everyone,
my vape.
We're gonna take a 5-second pause and five.
Oh my gosh.
Four.
That
three,
scared the shit. I thought it was a mouse.
Two. One. Dylan got his vape. It's okay.
It we're was a vape, not a mouse.
Had a vape break. Don't vape. Vaping kills.
Oh no, it's so bad. Please don't vape.
Don't vape.
I do not condone it.
Don't ever start vaping. Ever.
Ever.
That's funny.
I'm trying to think of who else I'm listening to right now. It's like, look at my Spotify. I'm like, I can't.
No, literally, I was just thinking if I looked at my Spotify.
I can't tell you off the head, like, right now.
Honestly, pop girlies wise, I've been listening to
so much pop. I have not dabbled in the Tate.
Tate McRae's pretty good.
Should I dabble in the Tate?
It is. It's like, she gives me, like, new era Britney Spears.
I've seen a lot of discourse about that. Oh. Actually, yeah, that she's like the next Britney.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because she can dance.
Yes, exactly.
And sing.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so can, and she's like serving the same way that Britney was. Yeah.
I'm about to have to look her up a little bit more then, because I didn't know that.
Even her VMA look was like Britney inspired.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people are actually channeling Britney right now because there's rumors going around about
Britney, but
oh wait, no, it's confirmed. John Chu is doing a Britney Spears movie.
Oh really?
Yeah,
like a documentary
with Britney Spears.
Ooh.
No, it's like a biopic apparently.
Oh.
So like, there's like a lot of people slowly like soft campaigning for right now. Do you want to know who like is apparently like allegedly like really going after the role right now?
Who?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Wow.
Right? How crazy is that?
Is, wait, what?
It's like campaigning, like soft campaigning. Like, so like basically what happens like with a soft campaign is that like word gets out in Hollywood that certain project is happening. A lot of the times this happens with biopics mainly. It's like the biggest thing with like actresses and stuff, because like everyone knows how like much money basically a biopic brings in.
Right.
Right. It's, that's all I can think of, like, why they're so popular in terms of, how, like, people making them. Also, like, sharing some, like, incredible stories, obviously, but we all know what's going on in the money world. But what happens, though, is, like, actors, actresses, they'll, like, get wind of this from their team, right?
Yes.
And so for this role, right, Britney Spears.
Right.
So, like, Millie Bobby Brown has blonde hair now.
Oh,
yes. I understand what you mean.
Yes, and
so
she's like channeling a lot.
Possibly
of,
gonna be the starring Britney in the
story. I genuinely don't think they would go with her personally.
Yeah.
I would be really surprised, honestly, if they went with her for the Britney role.
I would be too. She doesn't really give me Britney vibes.
She's not giving Britney.
No.
I feel bad for her, honestly, though, because like you can tell a girl really wants it. And pop off queen, like she looks great in the current like look she's right. doing. But she's not gonna be, I don't
no,
I would
yeah.
be genuinely like play this clip back once it's like announced who the cast as Britney
Bobby Brown.
Like that will happen in
That'd
Hollywood, like people will like try to basically cosplay that, you know,
yeah.
softly, like
I understand
subtly.
What you mean
yeah.
I know what you mean, crazy.
So that's like what's going on with that right now. I don't remember how we got to Britney and Millie Bobby.
Britney, bitch.
It's Britney.
It's Britney, bitch. An artist that I'm really listening to right now is called Rachel. I don't know how to pronounce their last name, so I'm gonna try my I'm gonna try my best here. They're another pop girlie. Rachel Chinnery, I think is her name. She's really good. I think you guys should check her out. I think she's really good. I think she's gonna be like the next like pop girly to blow up in terms of like the new rise of pop artists. You know, you guys have seen how that's been going on. And another person I'm like really listening to right now is Lola Young.
Oh.
Cause I'm too messy.
Yes.
And then I'm too fucking clean. Katie's looking at me like, nope, no lights are on.
No lights are on.
You sorry. Don't know that song?
Say that again.
Cause I'm too messy. No, I do.
Wait, who'd you say though?
Lola Young.
That's the name of the singer. That's the
singer, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. And then I'm too... Wait, you didn't know her name was Lola Young? You just heard the song?
It's what?
Katie's like, who?
Lola Young?
Not on my radar.
Cute guess by Charlie Eggshack right now.
Lola Young. Yeah, I've never heard that name before.
I don't know
she
her.
She sings messy. Oh.
I know her.
She sang at the Brits. Okay. She did a whole performance.
Nice.
You know something that really bothered me, though? I'm going to piss a lot of people off by saying this.
Hot take. Let's hear it.
I did not like the Sabrina Carpenter performance at the Brits.
Oh, I didn't what did she say? It, so I didn't even see it, yeah.
She just did a performance of Bedcam and... I think Please.
Okay.
I think it was one of the, it was like, one that of makes the, sense. You know, it was an espresso though, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I watched it and like, she's doing a lot of like UK imagery, like the red soldiers with the coat soldiers and the.
Yes.
I don't know the correct term. I sound so uneducated right now. A British person listening right now is like, oh my God, this is why everyone hates Americans. But she's like, she had a bunch of people like dressed as them. And even she is in like a UK soldier-esque type outfit at first. And I'm just like, I don't know if I like this or not. It just felt very cosplaying a UK person.
Yeah.
And I wasn't fond of it. I just didn't like it. I think if you're performing at the Brits, why is it not a British person?
And that's not
true. That's what I'm saying. That's you know true. What I'm saying? It's the Brits. That's she's very not true. A Brit.
I
she's
agree.
A Britney.
She's a Britney.
She's a Britney. I love Sabrina Carpenter. I think she's an incredible performer, and it makes sense like why she got to, you know, do the Brits.
But yeah. But also like
she's an American.
Leave it for British artists.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like the way that she was performing was as if she was like a born and bred UK artist.
Yes.
And I'm just like No, not you, girl. No, but other than that, like
I like Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh yeah, yes. Me too. I she deserves.
Please,
don't prove I'm right. Hey. No. Yeah, no, I think she's great.
Yeah.
Who else kind of rules the pop world right now?
Chappell Roan.
Oh, that's true. I just recently kind of got into her.
I love Chappell Roan.
Of course. Like, an icon.
Pink yeah, really.
Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing on the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, Chappell Roan here bringing first. People together. I love that bitch.
That's
I
so
that bitch. I would never want to meet her though.
Why?
Really?
Oh yeah. No, I don't think I could serve enough cunt to meet her.
Oh yeah, exactly. No. My expectation. Yeah.
I don't think I could serve enough to have a conversation with her.
Right.
I think she's probably a really well-spoken, excellent, bubbly human being. But I think the way she meets people is so networked.
Yeah.
And like so like industry setting, I feel most of the time that I wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
Unless I was like at her level as a performer. Katie's getting tired.
How did you know?
She's rubbing her eyes right now.
I know. My eyes are tearing.
20 minutes ago.
I'm wide awake.
I'm ready to go.
Honestly, I think it's just the position I'm sitting in right now. It's kind of hurting me.
It's getting tired.
She was like, crack open the bottle of wine. Like, we're going on. I'm getting deep.
We're getting deep.
She was like, guys, I'm ready to spill my guts right now. Until I kept being like, Okay, girl, tell us. Katie still didn't tell us. Is she going to tell us now?
Katie, anything you want to say?
Yeah, I don't want to say it, right now. Not on the podcast.
Oh.
But she's still not going to tell us.
Well, we get something later. No, I'm kidding.
Will we get the tea later?
We'll see if you remember.
I'm so curious what this tea is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, are you dying?
It went. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, cut that out. Cut that out.
I'm sorry.
Cut that out.
I was totally joking.
We're gonna cut that out.
That was so morbid.
That was.
I'm so sorry.
It got a little real.
I'm so
I've been listening to Leon Thomas recently.
Oh, we were just talking about Leon Thomas and Dylan.
Yes. And how artists write for other artists.
All the time. It's so common. I just your artist. Like, best song was most likely written by not themselves.
By another artist.
Yeah. Like, how... That's so not... Like, ready? Who was it that we looked up earlier? Ray. Dylan had me look up Ray earlier. Ray literally wrote Riverdance off on Cowboy Carter for Beyonce. Yeah. And that's, like, one of my favorite songs on that album. And I'm just like... Beyonce didn't even write it. Beyonce didn't write that shit. I mean, I'm sure Beyonce had a part in that shit. Of course. But it's just so great. Like, also the one that has been my favorite of this evening that I've been singing. We found out that Charlie XCX wrote Same Old Love.
Oh my gosh, it was already out of my head. Now it's going to get back in sick of that
Same Old Love. It's like, I was like, that's so Charlie. It makes so much sense that she wrote that. Yeah, it's so Brat coded. Honestly, if there's one thing I want this podcast episode to bring us, is the Bratified version of Same Old Love.
Oh, yes.
Oh, remix with Selena Gomez on it.
Of course.
Oh. Brat. But it's completely different, but it's also the same, but it's completely different and kind of the same. There we go. Where she does like a complete other remix album, but it's like remixes of songs that she wrote for the
Ooh.
Charlie, hit me up.
Charlie. If you have any questions, my number
my email is, I think that would be actually a crazy idea for her to do. Funny. Charlie, hit me up. What is the Billy?
Charlie bit my finger.
No.
Wait, what?
The way we were thinking of two different things.
Ouch, Charlie bit my finger.
Like, what is the whisper part in Guess that Billy does? Is
no,
it really?
I don't know.
Charlie like psst, Charlie like Charlie likes boys, but she knows how to hit it.
Yeah,
that sounds
only
right.
If you're with it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Call me. Oh, that's what it is. Call me if you're with it.
Yes.
That's what it is. I knew.
Billie Eilish, I love you.
Billie Eilish. Billie.
What an
icon.
She's a star.
Billie, I want you to
know. A star is born.
Imagine if I started like whispering through it.
Hey.
Billie. That sounded kind of demonic.
It sounds like, when we fall asleep or whatever it is.
Where do we go when we all fall asleep?
Yes.
I like that album. That's
you could albums. Pick a fucking lesbian out in a room by like being like, quick, somebody tell me fucking Billie Eilish's solo, her debut album.
I like that album.
Something that is killing my wallet right now is that Dark Side has a 7-inch of her very first EP, Party Favor.
Oh.
Like the old, before the latter one.
Yeah.
And I...
Wow.
I really
before the latter.
Before the latter. It was the 7-inch before that, the EP was released that they have.
Shit, I need that.
It costs like $40. And
that's crazy.
I'm like, I can't fucking spend that money right now. Like,
do you know that
not
the,
on a 7-inch.
The Weeknd's album, like Trilogy, that's my favorite album of all time.
That's worth so much money.
It's worth $1,600. I wanted it for my birthday, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll get it for myself. And then I was like, looked online, and it was literally $1,600.
Yeah, because he's like only pressed it, I think, like one time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I would also want that one in my collection. That is like, I think for me and like a million other people in the world, it's like The Weeknd's best album, honestly.
Ooh.
Hot take.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Really
a
big
Weeknd fan.
What's the game?
Do you think we could guess the top 10 most streamed monthly artists, or most streamed bi-monthly artists. You know what I mean?
Oh, like in the world right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because you can't really look it up.
It changes.
It does change.
Well, Spotify does have it listed now.
Oh, it does have
like,
it listed.
Like, you can go to the artist and it will say. Like, if you go to, I think, Billy, she was one at one point. She was the most listened to, but she's not anymore. I think she's number 4 at the moment.
Okay.
But it will, like, actually tell you on their page. I just don't know how you find the,
like the top
like
10
the
list.
Ranking list.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't find that. That's why it's like a game.
Oh, we're just guessing right now?
We can just guess.
Oh, beautiful. I love no fact checking.
No, we can fact check it. But I'm
how
saying...
How are we going to fact check it?
You
though?
Just look up the artist and then it tells
oh,
you at the bottom like
so
what
right,
their
right.
rank is.
Like what the rank is. So why not just look at that? Right, exactly. Okay. This is my top 10. Let's do 5. 10 is a lot.
5 is a lot.
See,
yeah.
I have
yeah,
no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah.
Let's do 5. My top 5 in the world that I think are the like the most listened to. I'm going to say Billie's 4 right now because I okay. was looking at her page the other day and I'm pretty sure it's 4. Selena Gomez 2.
Okay. Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez. She's loved around the world.
True.
Not just in America. Interesting. I think...
This is by monthly listeners?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think Selena Gomez is 2. I think Billie's 4... I think
that's crazy about Selena Gomez. I would never have guessed Selena Gomez. Mac Miller.
I think The Weeknd is 5.
Okay.
So I have 5, 4, and 2.
Okay.
So who's 1 and 3?
1 and 3.
The Weeknd, Billie Eilish. I'm thinking of like who are some pop stars right now that I can think of.
Bad Bunny's
3. Yeah, Bad Bunny's definitely 3
because he has like a new album
and
out
then
too.
Thank you for that. Thank you, really.
You're welcome.
Helps
Bad
me
Bunny.
With that one. I don't think it's Justin Bieber, but he comes up in that realm for me.
He does come up in that realm.
I don't think he's 1 though. I don't think he is.
One Direction. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Shout out
One Direction though. But not honorable mention.
That's funny. Who could be 1?
I'm so torn. Who is the most streamed artist
Beyonce
in the world?
I will agree with you about The Weeknd. I think The Weeknd is in the top 5.
I think he's up there, but I don't think he's 1 anymore.
I think he's probably 3.
That's crazy.
I'll give it Taylor Swift.
Oh, I forgot about Taylor Swift.
I don't think she's 1 though.
I'll give her
really?
2. Or, I think she might be
2.
I see her being
I think
in
she
there.
Could be in the top 5 for sure. I don't think she's in the top 3.
Hot take. I don't care for The Weeknd. And
yeah, I knew this.
Don't
Katie does
care
not like
for
The Weeknd.
Taylor Swift either.
Big anti-Swifty here.
Yeah,
sorry, Taylor
I
Swift.
Say, we just lost a lot of listeners just
yeah,
now.
Yeah, literally. 75% of our listenership is gone.
I respect the fan base. I do. I respect,
and I respect your music
like,
too, but
the hustle to
I'm
die
not a big
on the
fan.
Hill for her.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
It's my own
Fuck,
opinion.
I don't know who 1 could be
I
in
don't
the
know.
World. I'm just going to say it first as in giggles, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is a good answer.
I don't
though.
Think it's her, but
or Beyonce,
Ariana Grande.
No,
Ariana
I think
Grande.
Ari's not. I think Ari has.
I'm kidding.
But Wicked soundtrack could have boosted her.
That is true.
I don't. I think she's in at least top 15. Ari.
Okay, yeah,
I don't
totally.
Think she's
I
in the
see that too,
top
though,
10.
Honestly, yeah.
Because I think at one point she was.
Yes, at one point she was 1 in the world.
Yes, I one. Yeah, I don't think she's at that right now because the last album didn't do what she wanted it to
no,
do.
Yeah.
All right, so let's check.
Okay. Who did I say was 1? Lady Gaga. What do you think it is? What do you guys think it is?
I'm thinking Taylor Swift is 1,
but
honestly.
You guys really think Taylor Swift's 1?
I think she might be.
I really have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to Lady Gaga's page.
What is Lady Gaga?
I was close.
2.
Do you guys want to guess your lineups first?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a guess,
honestly.
I can
do,
yours.
Okay.
The Weeknd for sure.
What number
I'm
is
do
he
Justin
though?
Bieber. We got 2.
Okay.
Justin Bieber 3.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with. This is
remember
tough.
I just said I was close with Lady Gaga.
You were close with Lady Gaga. Okay. So I'm gonna go with Sabrina Carpenter 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Yeah. You
I
know
think
what
she's
mean?
Too fresh. Though.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I was thinking that with Chapel too, but I don't know.
Nah.
Maybe.
Chapel's
no,
not
think
global
monthly,
yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm thinking, like, because for like Spotify has to be like global to be into the number one. Like, if this is in the world. So I'm like, who is that big of a celebrity?
So Taylor Swift, number one.
That's so wild that you think it's her, number one.
I don't know. I'm not a Swiftie, but I genuinely think she's number one. I don't think
she's number one.
You don't know a Swiftie?
No, I'm not a Swiftie.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not either. And it's not even like my bias. I just genuinely don't think it's her.
I'm going to go with not Rihanna, because she'd be top 10 or like top 15. I'm trying to think.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Sorry, guys.
Katie's like moving her microphone all around right now.
It's because my back is killing me, so it's like, but I can't move because the headphone.
Who would be in the top five? Bad Bunny was a good answer.
Bad Bunny was really good.
Thank you. That was mine. I could see him being pretty like close.
Who do you think is number one?
Honestly, I'm gonna go with Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny number one. I don't know if that's good.
Kendrick Lamar could be up there.
Kendrick's
definitely in the top
five. Kendrick's definitely in the top five, 100%. Especially after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like he definitely skyrocketed 100%. A little bit.
Fuck, I think Kendrick could be.
All right, ready? Do you want the reveals?
Yes.
Number three.
All right. With Lady Gaga, she's second in the world.
Wow.
She's
second.
I was close.
Wow.
I was close. She's second. Yeah,
honestly.
Okay. Who did we say?
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
We're going to go to The Weeknd.
Wow, good for Lady Gaga.
Good for Lady Gaga.
She doesn't even have like a lot of new stuff either.
Girl, she just put out an album yesterday.
Oh, I lied.
It's really good, actually. Really? Yeah, you should listen to it.
Yeah, I did see there's some.
That sounds a banger.
The Weeknd is third.
Wow.
Third
in the world.
Wow, see? We did.
We were kind of close.
We were.
Yeah.
Okay, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber just has like bangers that just, will like forever keep him in.
Exactly. I agree. 13th.
Oh,
he just doesn't have anything like spicy going on right now.
He's not new. Yeah, Bad Bunny.
Nothing spicy going on. I think Bad Bunny is going to be up there.
I think Bad Bunny's a good answer.
I do think Bad Bunny could be number one.
I also could see him being number one.
9th.
Wow, not even top five.
Wait, now I'm like, where's Billie at right now?
Where's Billie Eilish?
Maybe she went back to one. She's fifth.
Oh, okay.
She's fifth. So Lady Gaga's second. The Weeknd is third. Bad Bunny's ninth.
Ariana Grande.
I'm honestly just curious.
Oh, Selena Gomez.
Oh, yes.
Selena Gomez. I thought she was. Wait, do you think she's number one then?
No.
She just put out an album.
Maybe.
Benny Blanco plays for her. Katie's under a rock right now.
Apparently.
Guys, Selena is so fucking far from where I thought she was.
What is she?
62.
Oh my god.
Guys, no, stop. She was the most followed person on Instagram for a very long time.
No, she really was.
That's why I thought she was.
I get it, but. I don't know. You don't hear too much about her anymore.
Who else did we say?
Ariana Grande.
Right.
The only reason is maybe because of Wicked. Because of
like, the Wicked stuff. I totally get that. Ariana Grande is 12th right now.
Well, okay. Top 15, that's still pretty good.
Yeah. Top 15.
Top 15 is good.
Beyonce. Okay.
This is in the world. So, like, there are so many artists in the world.
Kendrick.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Beyonce is...
Oh, and
is...
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce is 33rd.
Wow.
33rd.
That's actually kind of surprising. The world, though.
The world.
We have to remember
there
this
are
is the
so no, many people.
Yes, in the world. Yeah. Like, K-pop, like...
No, everything.
J-pop, H-pop.
Taylor Swift and Kendrick.
What is H-pop? I don't think that's even a thing. Kendrick Lamar, okay. 4th.
4th?
Kendrick's 4th.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so we have...
Second Lady Gaga.
Weeknd third.
Kendrick fourth.
Justin
Bieber fifth, right?
No, he was further down.
Oh, yeah. Who's fifth?
Who's fifth? Was it Billy?
It was Billy.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift is number one. I'm telling you.
It can't be Taylor Swift. I'm going to be really mad if it's Taylor Swift.
I'm telling you.
Because there's no way she's not top five.
She's top.
Wow.
She's top.
So who is number one?
I have to look it up now.
Who is? I can't even think of an artist who would be.
I'm just going to Google it because I'm just going to.
Okay, you have to give us hints then. Me and Katie, you're going to guess.
Yeah. Watch me, no one we know.
well.
I'm looking. Just get the confusion. It's
because a Google AI gave me the answer, and that's not right.
Interesting. Oh, Spotify daily data. Most streamed Spotify artist on the Spotify global chart as of today. What? This don't make sense. All right. So,
why don't you check it on Spotify?
So, because we fact checked some of this already.
Oh. Okay.
So, according to Spotify daily data on X, most stream artist on the Spotify global chart, March 7th, 2025. Okay. Number one, Bad Bunny.
Shout out Bad Bunny.
All right.
Number two, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Number three, Kendrick Lamar. Number four, Taylor Swift. Number five, Drake. Number six,
Drake is not number five.
I'll go to the Spotify app
to cross reference. The Weeknd makes sense.
What?
The Weeknd, number six. Bruno Mars, number seven.
That makes sense.
Billy, eight. Which I think we just checked that, didn't we?
Billy's
on
five.
The actual Spotify app.
Yeah.
Yeah, the app says she's fifth.
Okay, so false.
So this is false. This is lies.
Well, yeah, we also checked Bad Bunny.
How do I check this
on?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Spotify
you always play this game, but I don't know how to actually find the list.
Because it says it now at the bottom of their bio.
Rihanna. Check Rihanna.
Who could be number one?
It's not Rihanna.
I know, but just trying. I'm trying to think of someone who's...
Rihanna's eight, though.
Rihanna's eight. Okay. Who's just, like, a huge pop star?
Yeah, who... Like, I'm checking Sabrina Carpenter right now.
Maybe, but...
18.
Yeah, no. What about...
Who gets a lot of streams?
Who could be?
Chaperone 65. She's still too new. Charlie XCX. No. Charlie XCX is 131st.
Ouch. Sorry, Charlie.
The Beatles.
That's literally a show. No?
Who could be number one?
The Beatles.
He was dumb. No, Katie, it's not the Beatles.
It's not the Beatles.
It's the Beatles.
This is actually really bothering me.
Yeah,
imagine,
me too. Like,
how
do we not know the most popular artists in the world?
Imagine, like, people listening to this being like, you can check through here. I'm going to look at Drake's page to see if it is him.
Yeah, what is Drake?
I don't think it's him right now, though.
No. Who's, like,
he's
another
11.
Rapper that's popular right now?
Drake is 11 right now.
I'm trying to think of different, like, genres.
I knew he wasn't freaking...
People are going to be so mad. They're going to be like, is the rest of this podcast just them guessing?
Literally. Guys.
Who everyone is.
It's me.
It's just kidding.
Post Malone is 19.
Oh.
I don't know who number one is.
I guess we'll never know.
What's Mac Miller?
Do you guys think it's Bruno Mars?
No.
That you see him with.
Try Mac Miller.
I don't think
it's him either, but you never
it's
know.
It's Bruno Mars.
It is Bruno
really?
Mars.
He's number one?
I just checked his page.
Bruno Mars is number one. Congratulations,
thank God.
Bruno Mars.
I actually congratulated myself for guessing that as a joke.
That's actually impressive.
Go man.
Good Bruno Mars.
I knew that he was a liked man around the world.
So currently, the top five is Bruno Mars.
Number two is Lady Gaga. Number three
so
is
The Weeknd.
Number
was Kendrick.
Number three was Kendrick, I think. No, number four was Kendrick.
I'm going back to that.
And then number five was...
People hate us right now.
Kendrick is four, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
So The Weeknd was three. Kendrick's four. I think
Billy's five, right?
That was the top five that we figured out. It only took us like 20 minutes to get there.
At least we got most of them right. At least in the top five.
We were in like the realm.
Bruno,
I can't believe it was Bruno, though.
Good for Bruno Mars.
Honestly, he has a lot of hits. I'm really happy that... He gets to be number one right now.
And Fat Juicy and Wet's just a banger, so.
Fat Juicy and Wet.
So funny.
Get it. Nope, I can't do it. So come show me some respect. That's what we need to be doing, showing women respect.
International Women's Day. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah. Me too. This was a good episode because we're already half an hour in.
Watch out, you're going to spill your water.
Oh. Well, I think this is a good place to end this.
Yeah. I don't know what we talked about.
I don't know what we talked about at all. I just blacked out the whole episode.
But we did it.
That's so funny.
So, all right, thank you for joining us around the campfire.
It was great. Yeah.
We'll see you guys.
Good to see you guys
next time.
All right.
Let's sing around the campfire and sing our campfire song.
I love that.
See you guys next time.
All right, bye. Bye.